I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After a 7.0 magnitude earthquake rocked the Aegean Sea on Friday, the Turkish city of Izmir is still pulling people out of the rubble. Over 90 have died and hundreds more have been injured as several buildings collapsed. Joe Henley of Asian Access says Christians in Izmir have suffered no harm, but many people remain vulnerable as cold weather and rain threatens the region.
Church members are trying to reach out to the people that have been mostly impacted, providing food and fresh water. Now, I've got direct requests to pray for the weather and to pray because the aftershocks are really impacting the city.
These Turkish believers want to share the gospel as they provide food and shelter to those in need. Pray they'll be powerful witnesses of an everlasting peace of Jesus Christ. And the vast majority of gospel ministry in Kenya takes place in the West. Venture up north towards the Somali border, and things can get dicey for followers of Christ. But World Mission's Greg Kelly says they've been reaching out to the fearsome Pokot tribe in northern Kenya. They're just coming out of a drought and locust infestation, and people are struggling. World Mission is distributing food, water filters, and solar-powered audio Bibles.
Recently, we were doing some evangelism in a village, and we were demonstrating our water filter. And a Pokot warrior who was carrying an AK-47, when he saw the clean water that came out of this filter after seeing how dirty it was going into it, he said, "If your God can do this to me, I want to know him."
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. They're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.